Only thing that matters is us coming out today for practice and getting prepared for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do you feel recharged at all after having the break, though? Kind of get your second win now?
I don't know if recharge is the word. You know, like I said, you know, sometimes it's good to have a couple of days off and just get back. But now it's time that we get back to football, and I think we're off as a team going to go out today and be focused on that. Focus on having a good practice and eliminate some of the mistakes and getting better at some of the things that we need to get better at.
6 weeks in, are you happy with where the body work you have put together this season?
We 5-1. That's the only body work that really matters, W's and L's.
How challenging is Pittsburgh's front seven?
Oh, yeah, you right.
Obviously, you know, Pittsburgh has been a good defensive unit over the last, for a long time. You can go back to the steel curtain days, but, you know, and still, they're still a good defensive unit. We had to come out and play our best and eliminate some mistakes and go out and play well against them in order to be able to be successful.
What's the challenge as a running back of blocking Troy Polamalu when he blitzes?
Just like a challenge to anybody, but, you know, Troy is a kind of a spontaneous player. He'll kind of go anywhere, so you got to make sure you're moving your feet and staying with him when you're blocking, and just do make sure your little technique things are fundamentally sound.
And Jarvis, does this Pittsburgh team bring the pressure from different angles more than any team you've seen?
No, not necessarily more than any team I've seen, but, you know, they're fundamentally sound. You know, they know what they're doing, you know, and sometimes they don't cut guys loose. You know, they've been doing it for a while, so that helps, and they've been playing together for a while. So, you know, we just have to be able to capitalize on the things that we can.
For somebody like you, a running back who takes a lot of pounding during the course,
I don't take a lot of pounding.
You deliver it.
All right.
is a week a good time for you just to kind of get away and rest that body to be ready for the rest of the season?
You know, I guess, you know, rest is always good, but at the same time, you know, you have that urge to want to get back to football and want to get back to practice, and, you know, that's where I'm at right now with it, and, you know, I'm just anxious to get back out there on the practice field and continue to do the things that you need to get better at to win, and that's about it.
How's your toe doing?
I'm not talking about injuries.
What's it been like having Kevin back out on the field with you guys?
It's been fun. You know, it's always fun to see an old face back out there, so... You know, most of the guys that I came in with, you know, aren't here too much anymore. So it's nice to see somebody back out there. And, you know, obviously we can't replace his veteran leadership and some of the things that he's known for playing 13 years. So, you know, it's always good to get those little pointers and things like that. So it's been fun to have Kevin back at practice.
When you say old face, do you mean familiar face, or do you mean a guy who's...
I see him every day, you know, regardless of whether I'm here or not, but... I'm just saying, back out on the field, you know, doing those things that, you know, when I came in 08, that he was out there and the guy. So it's not many of those guys here when I was here. So
now old back.
Yeah, old face.
Do you still get a chance to catch up with Fred Taylor at all?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's doing really well. His son doing well, you know. Fred, he's a future Hall of Famer.
Still trying to learn from him when you talk to him, even though he's away from the game now?
You know, when I talk to Fred, we talk a little bit about football, but most of the points have been over the last 2 years, and we just continue to move forward and talk about life and things like that, about how adjusting off the field. And other than that, man, Fred, you know, obviously we talk a little bit this week because, you know, Fred has a history of playing Pittsburgh also. So, you know, we just talk and go back and forth, and that's about it.
What do you tell you about Pittsburgh?
You know, obviously, you know, they're a good run defense and they're a good team, and, you know, just be on your P's and Q's and continue to just do what you do.
Without giving any away the game plan at all, do you feel like you're going to be busy this week versus Pittsburgh in terms of running the ball?
I don't know. I just know that we want to go out and just execute well and come out with a W.